I am a cat person. I'm a pet person, but I'm really a cat person. I love cats. I've got two cats. I've got one called Angel, one called Chicky. And cats are great because they look at you and they're like, what the fuck do you want? It's strange because a cat has a personality. A cat looks at you and it knows exactly what it wants. It looks at you and says, feed me now, you motherfucker. And if you try and swap the food out, it just looks at you and goes, what is this? Why have you swapped out my fucking food for this shit? This dog shit. I don't know why he's French. Suddenly he turned French. I've no idea why. But he just looks at you. He goes, give me my food. Give me the food I love. Or I will piss on the duvet. Was that German or French? Anyway, he's a North of England cat. He should have an accent like me. I'm confusing myself now. Anyhow, cats are great. They know what they want. They have an attitude. They won't come to you if you say, hey, come here, Hilton, come here. Fuck off. No, come here. Daddy wants to give you some love. Fuck off. Another thing about cats is they go to the toilet. And by that, what I mean is there is a place where they go and shit and piss. And then you go along later with your little shovel, you pick it up and you put it in the poop bag. I have this long sausage poop bag container thing. And it holds a whole week's worth of poo, piss and grit. And I put it in there. And at the end of the week, I seal it up and I've got a big plastic bag sausage full of cat shit. And I go and I put it in the bin. And if you leave it too long, it starts to mould and fester at the bottom. It's really disgusting. But I go and I put it in the bin once a week. That's it. And that's why I love cats. They're clean, independent, look after themselves, and they know what fucking food they like. And that's why I don't like dogs. You can feed a dog anything, it'll go. Eat the fucking thing up. Dogs are strange. First of all, a dog, you walk in, a dog will run up to you, tail wagging.
Oh, look, it's Dad.
And you think, oh, that's nice, he loves me. And then the dog turns around and goes, a table lamp.
Oh, look, a chair.
Dogs are fucking stupid. They love everything. Apart from cats. But even some dogs like cats. Because they're stupid. I do not like a pet where you have to go out in sub-zero temperatures and walk the fucking dog. You got to let it go out and piss and shit. And you got to stand over it as it does it. In the freezing cold, sometimes rain, sometimes snow, or sleet, or hail. And you stand there, and you go, God, please, for fuck's sake, take a shit. Take a shit, have a piss, please, Christ. The dog just goes around sniffing every fucking rock, every fucking tree, branch, everything. You're like, you don't fucking shit right now. And then it goes, and it waggles its bum, and it sits down and does a huge fucking shit right in front of you. It stinks, it's steaming, and then you've got the pleasure of putting your hand inside a bag and picking up that warm, gooey, stinky shit. And then you hold it up in a bag and it stinks and it's horrible and it's warm and you've got to carry it all the way home and put it in your fucking bin. I tell you, I don't like it, I don't love it, I don't get it. And the other thing is, there's always shit left over. You can never pick a solid turd up. And what happens if your dog has diarrhea? What do you do? It doesn't make sense. A cat is the way to go, or a fish. You see, fish, you don't have to walk them. You just give them some food, right? You clean the water every now and again. You give them some food, you don't have to walk them. And the advantage of a fish is you can flush the fucker. Have you ever tried to flush a fucking dog? Although there is something interesting. There's something interesting about the idea of dog culture. Imagine if we were like dogs. You go to work on a Monday morning. Morning, Phil, how are you doing? I just bend over, smell his arsehole. Did you have chili last night, Phil? Hello, Linda. Oh, Linda, your arsehole smells wonderful. It always does. Puckers me, it does. Hey, John, did you have a piss on the 14th floor? You did? I smelt something, I came around. Didn't quite know, it took me a while to find the right urinal, but... I pissed on top of you, mate. I pissed on top of you. Yeah, absolutely. Good to see you. Oh, God, hey, here's the boss. Quick. Quiet. Oh, look at Johnston. Johnston's humping his fucking leg again. Look at that. Could he get his nose any further up his arsehole? Oh, God.